embarking on a journey toward healthy living is about so much more than just mastering your diet and fitting in regular workouts. Yes, nutrition and physical activity are the cornerstones of good health. But true wellness goes deeper, embracing a more rounded view of well-being. It's a holistic quest that brings mental health, our relationships with others, and a sense of personal achievement. Hello, you are listening to High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle Podcast with Donna Williams. Hi, I am Donna Williams, your certified holistic health coach, owner and creator of infoonhighbloodpressure.com website. I help my community, especially women of color, on how to prevent, treat, and reduce their high blood pressure. I also help with a mindful eating program where you're guided on how to confidently create your very own tailored taste templates journey with personalized profiling. Here, you'll discover a powerful eating approach that will change how you think about meals forever. And I also have an interactive coaching program on how to eat your way to balanced blood sugar control. These programs are designed to empower you, equipping you with tools, techniques, and strategies that create lasting, impactful change. It's your stepping stone towards a lifestyle where wellness is not an afterthought, but a way of life, a transformation. Today, our topic is why wellness is more than diet and exercise, while redefining what it means to be healthy. I think it is time to start a new chapter in our health that goes way beyond the basis of diet and exercise. This comprehensive approach ensures that we are not just physically fit, but also emotionally resilient, socially connected, and genuinely content with our lives. When I was in my 40s, a very, very close family friend had just bought a house for himself and family. I called to congratulate him because I was excited and so proud of him. And he said to me, "I am content." Those words stopped me in my track because I had never heard before any individual, man or woman, saying they were content with their lives. Have you ever heard anyone say that? This was said to me over 20 years ago, and it still resonates with me. And he has gone on to have sold that house and have bought an even bigger home. But with that first buying of a home for his family, that was the biggest thing at the time for him. That gave him contentment. I'm saying all that to say, being content of mind is critical. And you are blessed when you also recognize and have that mental state of mind. So today, my question to you is your health routine missing these critical elements? So let's explore how integrating all the following facets can lead you to a fuller, more vibrant state of health. We'll first start with mental and emotional well-being. Our mental state has a profound impact on our physical health. Chronic stress, for example, that can lead to a myriad of health issues. To combat this, mindfulness meditation, deep breathing exercises, and even simple daily gratitude can significantly improve mental and emotional well-being. So I want you to start with just 5 minutes. 5 minutes of meditation or deep breathing exercises each morning or each day, whatever time is good for you. There are numerous apps available that offer guided sessions. I also created a 30-day audio guided meditation, and it comes with an ebook for you to access here for you to become the master of your mind. Have the peace that comes when you have the power to stop your thoughts for 10 seconds, 15 seconds, and so on, until you decide whether you'll think or not. Can you imagine having that power to stop your thoughts that run crazy with all of us? We're no longer the slave to our thoughts for even 10 seconds. It is amazing, amazing how you'll feel. And when you do that the first time, how you feel that release in the brain. That is what happened to me. It's like there was a fist, there's a tight holding on my brain. And when that happened to me, it came so surprising when I was able to do it the first time. And I felt this immense, immense release. Next, quality sleep and deep rest. Quality sleep is often overlooked for recovery, hormonal balance, and overall health. Poor sleep can undermine even the most disciplined diet and exercise regime. So I want you to establish a relaxing bedtime routine and aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep. I want you to keep electronic devices out of the bedroom if possible to avoid the blue light exposure before sleep. How about nurturing social connections? Human beings are social creatures. We are, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. And our relationships are critical to our overall well-being. Strong social connections are linked to a lower risk of numerous health problems, including depression and high blood pressure. So I want you to make time for friends and family. Even something as simple as a weekly phone call to a loved one can make a huge difference. Around 3 years ago, I had the urge to touch base with a family member. Our relationship, along with other family members' relationship with her, had also deteriorated, where we hadn't spoken to her in years, but she kept coming up in my mind. I had to call another family member for her number, and they also said they reached out to her recently and she didn't pick up her phone. So I should expect the same. That did not deter me from calling. And of course, she didn't pick up. But I left a message, just saying hello. Funnily, and this is what was surprising for me, funnily, I was the one feeling better. Like a weight I wasn't aware of carrying lifted off of me. I wasn't even aware I was attached to the outcome. So as part of you redefining what it means to be healthy, I encourage you now to spruce up your personal relationships. At least one night a week, have dinner together and make eye contact with your loved ones. Hold your partner, spouse, children gaze for 60 seconds. This will help you see the grace and beauty of each other in each other's eyes. Call one long-lost friend every week. We hesitate, unsure of how we'll be received. That's understandable. But when you initiate contact, it can be a great gift in curing loneliness, renew a friendship, and heal a wound, and forgive. Next, personal fulfillment and purpose. True health encompasses personal happiness and fulfillment. Engaging in hobbies, volunteering, or any activity that brings joy can improve mental health and provide a sense of purpose. Allocate time each week to pursue a hobby or activity you love, whether painting, hiking, or just volunteering. Next, the role of nutrition and physical activity. We can't ignore diet and exercise. We just can't. Even though wellness is more than diet and exercise, eating a balanced diet and maintaining regular physical activity, they are essential. However, it's important to approach these with balance and not as the sole focus of a healthy lifestyle. Focus on adding variety to your meals with plenty of vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. Find activities you enjoy for exercise rather than forcing yourself into a rigid routine. The journey towards healthy living is far richer and more intricate than merely focusing on diet and exercise. It's about broadening our perspective to truly embrace mental awareness, ensuring restorative sleep, nurturing our social connections, and finding what personally fulfills us. This broader and more holistic approach allows us to tap into a deeper, more enduring state of well-being that resonates through every aspect of our lives. Let's focus for a minute on adopting a healthier diet. Adopting a healthier diet doesn't have to be complicated or restrictive. Small, simple changes to your everyday meals can make a big stride, a huge stride in your health. Whether your goal is to boost energy, lose weight, or feel better overall, these adjustments can lead to lasting health benefits and a more balanced lifestyle. So let's start with choosing whole grains over refined grains. I know you already know these facts, but I just want to remind you of swapping white bread, pasta, and rice with their whole grain counterparts. Whole grain like brown rice, quinoa, whole wheat contain more fiber and nutrients, helping you feel fuller for longer and supporting digestion. I happen to love basmati rice, but whenever I do indulge and have it, I do not feel as full after eating it like how I would when I eat brown rice. And I'm hungry in no time. That's just one of the examples I want you to be aware of. Opt for healthy fats. Replace saturated fats found in butter and cheese with healthier fats from avocado, nuts, and olive oil. These not only improve heart health, but also keep you satisfied. Hydrate with water instead of sugary drinks. Hydration is tops. Just being dehydrated can increase your blood pressure levels. So ditch sugary beverage like soda and fruit juices. Opt for water, herbal teas, or infused water with fresh fruits. This simple swap can significantly reduce sugar intake and aid in your weight management. Snack on fruits and vegetables. It's normal for us to reach for chips and cookies. They taste good. But for us to develop that new chapter in our health that goes way beyond the basic of diet and exercise, we must redefine what it truly means to be healthy and living that life. So, make it a habit. Make it a habit of snacking on carrot sticks, bell peppers, or a piece of fruits. These snacks meet your sugar craving needs, and these options are lower in calories and packed with vitamins and minerals. I'm also about protein, lean proteins. Replace fatty meats with leaner options like chicken breasts, turkey, fish, or plant-based proteins like lentils and beans. Lean proteins are essential. They are essential for muscle building and repair and are lower in calories. Remember, small changes can lead to significant results. Most individuals do not realize the significance of having diet guidelines that serves as a basic weapon to fight against hypertension and many other chronic diseases. Food conveys emotional satisfaction, and it can become a hormonal stimulus that contributes to your health. At the same time, food contains phytochemicals that gives you their tastes, aromas, and colors, while also helping to reduce your risk to certain diseases. So again, I'm encouraging you to start incorporating these swaps into your diet today and notice the difference in your energy levels, moods, and overall health. Adopting this comprehensive view of health means recognizing the interconnectedness of physical, mental, and emotional states and understanding that balance in one area can positively influence another. It's about appreciating that our social interactions, sense of purpose, and how well we'll be when we combine all these critical elements are to our health as the food we eat or the miles we run. In essence, redefining healthy living is an invitation to view health not as a destination, but as a journey. This journey encompasses the entirety of our being and daily experiences. By adopting this holistic mindset, we open ourselves up to achieving physical health and a vibrant, deeply rooted sense of well-being that nourishes our lives in every way imaginable. Another thing to consider is our wellness and the change of season. I'm from the island of Jamaica, where there are changes of season. It's just that it's not as obvious as here in the USA. But we do have certain foods growing at certain times of the year, along with mood changes, which is normal whenever, wherever in the world you live. Let's not forget how the changing seasons affects our health and overall wellness. The change of seasons bring more than just a shift in the weather. It also means it's time to tweak our health and wellness routines. Let's dive in for a minute and figure out how to keep ourselves feeling our best through all the seasonal changes. We have to adapt our diet to the season. Each season brings its own set of fresh produce. In the summer, Focus on hydrating fruits like watermelon and cucumber. Switch to root vegetables and hearty soups that provide warmth and nutrition in the winter. You see how it is? Your body needs these things, the different seasons. Again, stay hydrated, regardless of the temperature. While we often remember to drink water during the hot summer months, it's just as important to stay hydrated in colder weather. Our bodies may not signal thirst as effectively in the cold, so consciously maintain hydration throughout the day. Modify your exercise routine. If you love outdoor activities, the changing weather can be challenging. In warmer months, the advantage of early morning or late evening outdoor workouts is to avoid the heat. Consider indoor activities like yoga, Pilates, or home workouts in colder months. Always get adequate sleep. Your sleep needs may change with the seasons. In winter, you might need more sleep due to the shorter days. Listen to your body and ensure you get enough rest. Good sleep is crucial for immune function, mood regulation, and overall health. Boost your immune system. As the seasons change, so does the risk of colds and flu. Support your immune system by consuming foods rich in vitamins C, D, zinc, and antioxidants. Dress appropriately for the weather. This might sound obvious, but it's essential for preventing colds and overheating. Layering is key in colder months, and breathable fabrics are necessary in warmer weather. Mind your mental health. Seasonal changes can affect your mood. For instance, shorter daylight hours in winter can lead to seasonal affective disorder, SAD. So stay proactive about your mental health by practicing mindfulness, staying connected with loved ones, and seeking professional help if needed. Skincare adaptation. Your skincare routine should change seasonally. You will use lighter products in the summer to prevent clogging pores and heavier moisturizer in the winter to combat dryness. Be mindful of allergies. This year, I went through 3 weeks of serious allergies. I had to go to the doctor 2 times. Seasonal allergies can flare up with changing weather. So track pollen counts, mold spores, and other allergens that might affect you. I want you to use air purifiers, keep your living space clean, and consult a healthcare provider for appropriate medications. Wellness starts with adequately managing our body's natural balance, including blood sugar levels. Following these tips can help everyone maintain healthy glucose levels to feel energized throughout the day without spikes or energy drops due to imbalances caused by an insufficient diet or lifestyle habit. I want to introduce to you my program, an upcoming program that I'd love for you to be part of the founder group. It is Eat Your Way to Balanced Blood Sugar Control. From the early 1990s, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure after the death of my mother. She had ovarian cancer. Since then, I achieved and maintained normal blood pressure levels for years. And I do take a low dosage of blood pressure medication at my cardiologist's urging in case of a spike in my numbers because I'm an older individual. Now he's mentioning, and this is, I think, is part of the medication's side effects. These things always have a side effects. Now he's mentioning I'm borderline diabetic and wants me to go on statin drugs. I have resisted those instructions and have tweaked my diet again. If you have been told you are borderline diabetic or is diabetic, I'm inviting you to discover how to stabilize your blood sugar levels and why it is critical for your overall health so you can maintain and impact your energy levels, your mood, weight, and long-term well-being. Fortunately, one of the most effective ways to manage blood sugar is through diet, specifically by incorporating whole foods. I've put the link here about how to stabilize your blood sugar levels. I'm giving you lots of information, free information. And then I'm asking you, I'm inviting you to become one of the founder group of my Eat Your Way to Balanced Blood Sugar Control. It's your all-in-one journey to wellness that is a life-changing step-by-step guide to improvement in all areas of your health within 30 days. This I have accomplished, and that is without taking any statin drugs. You'll be able to join at a discounted rate. Just contact me and I'll send you the discounted pricing. It is 4 weeks of live coaching sessions. And in, there's a workbook for you too, an interactive. You'll be interactive in giving ideas, what you like and what you don't like. And I'll be walking you the steps of all the different categories of food, how to incorporate them, how to combine them, and build your meal plan that will help you balance your blood sugar levels. It is with 4 essential steps of this program. You'll escape the diabetic complications with this balance blood sugar program. So today I'm asking you to click on the link and read more about it. And also contact me at donna@info.highbloodpressure.com. I'll be including the information here so that you can get that extremely discounted price for just being a part of my initial group. And I thank you for this. I want to thank you for listening today to High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle Podcast. If you find this episode of Why Wellness is More Than Diet and Exercise, please do take a moment to like and subscribe to this podcast and leave me a 5-star review. And do tell your friends and family about us. And I thank you again and see you next week.